The next day, when we woke up, all the flowers were completely closed. I asked my father if we could stay another night to see the flowers open up again. This man, they called my father, whoever he was, lifted me onto his lap and told me that the Fleur de Lune, the moonflower, wouldn't open for another year. Only once a year does the Fleur de Lune open its petals to the light of the full moon. Then he proceeded to give me my vocabulary word for the day. I have to give him credit for that. This man, this so-called father of mine, never read me bedtime stories, never. But almost every night before I went to sleep, he would put me on his knees and teach me a word or an expression that had something to do with an experience I had earlier in the day. There in the middle of that North African desert, early that morning, my father taught me a vocabulary word that I'd never ever forget. He looked at me and said, "Well, Claude, today you learnt about éphémère. Éphémère is a word that means something that does not last for very long." Then he looked out into the desolate field of bare stems and said, "Happiness is éphémère. Joy is éphémère. Life is full of experiences, and many of them are cruel or unjust or simply don't make any sense at all. But the happiest experiences are usually éphémère. In fact, they're very short-lived. So whenever you encounter a happy or beautiful experience, you must savor every morsel of it, because if it is good, it cannot last for very long." That was the lesson I got from my father as a little boy from the experience of the moonflower, a lesson that has stuck with me ever since.